I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Georgia state agencies could soon share data more easily. That's the recommendation of a state study committee, according to the AJC. The panel's report says consolidated data could help the state make evidence-based decisions to improve the well-being of Georgians. The committee says residents wouldn't be identified by name and compliance with privacy laws would be required. It's up to the legislature to determine who would oversee the proposed data sharing. And the number of Georgians on the state's insurance exchange has doubled in the last week of open enrollment. Georgia Health News reports nearly 483,000 people have signed up for next year. That's just under the total number who signed up for this year. Nationally, Georgia is one of 39 states that nearly matched the previous year's total. The announcement comes just after Congress passed a tax bill that would repeal the requirement for most Americans to have insurance. Cobb County may be experiencing buyer's remorse in connection with the taxpayer-funded SunTrust Park, the new home of the Atlanta Braves. Although some early supporters of the stadium projected returns on the investment in the neighborhood of 60% annually, county officials now say Cobb will be lucky if it breaks even on the project. According to an AJC report, while the county has invested in new parks and salary increases for some employees, the stadium is cited as one of the main drivers behind a number of fee increases for county residents and possible service reductions. And a new sales tax to fund public safety is also under discussion. The county is facing a shortfall of as much as $55 million in the 2018 budget. Atlanta-based UPS shipped 750 million packages during the holidays, but CNBC reports the company wants to make more money from people returning holiday gifts. UPS has purchased a stake in a company that specializes in returns. It also is adding more locations for customers to drop off packages. UPS says nearly 6 million shipments were returned last holiday season. And reports say Atlanta-based Home Depot is in talks to buy a logistics and delivery company. The stock price of XPO Logistics jumped to a record high after business news site Recode reported the possible acquisition. Both companies declined to comment. XPO specializes in delivering furniture and appliances to consumers. Bloomberg reports the company has been in discussion with potential buyers, including Amazon. Well, there is a problem with the South Carolina Education Lottery's holiday cash game. WCSC in Charleston reports the game required 3 Christmas trees in a row to win, but some tickets showed as many as 9 trees. In a statement, the lottery system says a programming error caused the misprinted tickets. The lottery has suspended the game. Officials say people who bought tickets Christmas evening should hold on to them until the review is done. And the Georgia Bulldogs have landed in Los Angeles ahead of Monday's Rose Bowl. WSB-TV reports a handful of fans and reporters greeted the team as they arrived last night. The team's mascot is getting ready to make the trip to California as well. His handlers tell WSAV-TV it's the dogs' longest trip yet. Georgia will play Oklahoma on New Year's Day. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.